USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has lifted a freeze imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's shift of nearly $2.5 million in Pentagon funding to begin construction on border barriers in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Guatemala has signed an agreement to be a safe third country, requiring migrants from there, El Salvador, and Honduras to apply for U.S. asylum there rather than at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump says the agreement sends a clear message to smugglers and human traffickers.
Your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
8 people were killed and dozens were injured when a series of earthquakes struck islands in the far northern Philippines, toppling historic buildings and sending terrified locals fleeing from their homes. The tremors hit a group of sparsely populated islands just north of the nation's largest island, Luzon. Authorities said some of the people that died included 2 babies under a year old. They were crushed by the walls of their own homes. The town of Ipayat was hit the worst, with around 100 people injured. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler filed a petition in federal court to obtain secret grand jury material from the Mueller investigation. Nadler said the panel needs the information to consider whether to pursue impeachment against the president after Robert Mueller's testimony.
He told us in a remarkable exchange that but for the Department of Justice policy from prohibiting from doing so, he would have indicted President Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Speaker of the House and OAC have met to clear the air. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
A meeting of the minds behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a positive meeting.
And Pelosi had this to say.
I have some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president.
A poll of 2,000 Americans that examined their eating and snacking habits discovered that 88% are so-called zombie eaters, admitting to looking at their screens while they eat. John Clements reports.
From their TVs to their phones or laptops, they're multitasking. The study also revealed they looked at their phones more than 2 separate times during a single meal. 83% of those surveyed revealed they had their food go cold while deciding what to watch. Judy Gammon is a healthy eating expert with Executive Medicine of Texas.
It's something we're all witnessing. Go to any restaurant, you notice that when people are sitting around the table, even families and even couples that look like they're on a date, they can't help but pull out their phone.
Another 80% of the zombie eaters surveyed said they found themselves so busy they were preoccupied with their screens that they forgot to eat. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.